Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking to construction bosses about getting stuff built in this country. And we'll also have the boss of Dublin Bus as it ramps up electric vehicles. And all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the peerless company of Aidan Donnelly from Davies. Good morning, Aidan.
Good morning, Joe. I'm still trying to get that image of you in an AC/DC t-shirt out of my head, but we'll have to just move on that one, I think.
Yes, I'll have to get my little horns taken off, get them ready for the show in Croke Park tomorrow evening. Can we start with the Centre Parks? Centre Parks in Ireland, in Longford, they're making a lot of money.
They certainly are. It's a great story. They've just announced that they... they're making revenues, average weekly revenues of 1.85 million and an operating profit increase of nearly 9% this year, up to just under 30 million. And it's quite a story. But when you get into the details of it, some of the other stats that are very interesting are that they're actually managing to have an occupancy rate of just under 99%, which is incredible. Now, It's slightly above all of the other resorts that they have across the UK and Ireland, which is about 97. But obviously, it's been very strong. The construction work is about to commence on a new 100 million expansion of the village. It's going to add an extra 198 lodges, which will increase the resort's capacity by 3,500 guests, which is quite strong. Now, against that backdrop, it's not their most profitable centre. That's over in the UK, but still, when you look at it on a like-for-like basis in terms of guest capacity, it certainly would be one of the ones that are up there. So yeah, Very good story there. And also very strong employer in the area, because they have managed to increase the numbers employed by nearly 70 in the last year, up to just over 1,300 people.
Which is great in a bit of the country that is not a hotspot for employment. I'm surprised it's not the most profitable, because I had the boss of Centre Parks on the show and I did a bit of research, and the cost of an average holiday in Ireland versus the cost in the UK, there's about a 50% price difference here. So I'm kind of surprised that it's not the most profitable here in Ireland. Now, Ryanair, it's issued yet another warning about passenger caps at Dublin Airport.
Yeah, this is just going to go on and go on and go on. So what they're basically saying is that there is talk out there that the Dublin Airport may reduce their capacity by up to a million, so the gateway doesn't breach this passenger cap that's in place. Now, the Irish Aviation Authority is saying that no decision has been made. There is a committee in there that includes the DAA, it includes the airlines, etc. And they're saying that it'll be the end of August before they make the final submission as to what the proposed parameters are going to be for summer 2025. But, you know, I think this is just going to rumble on and rumble on, because obviously, you know, it's up against the coming up very much against the 32 million a year cap. It's, you know, a 20-year-old planning condition that's probably isn't fit for purpose. We all know that Ryanair have been out telling the Minister for Transport that it needs to change and things like that. But ultimately, change seems to be slow. The other thing too is, I suppose, we've seen and it'll impact winter more, but the Irish Aviation Authority put a cap in on the numbers from October to March at 14.4 million. So it does reduce the airline's ability to kind of have ad hoc flights to the likes of Lapland or any major sporting events. If there was a big rugby event or something like that, and there was a need for more traffic to get on, you know, there's definitely their hands are tied on this one.
Yeah, and Michael O'Leary will be on News Talk Breakfast Live with Jonathan and Shane just after 8 a.m. today. Now, this is very interesting regarding Starbucks. Now, this is a Starbucks basically fired the old guy and hired a new guy who you know, except yeah. If Starbucks, as you know, is based in Seattle in Washington State, and this guy is based in California and is not going to move to Seattle.
No, he is not. And actually, he has form here because his previous employer is Chipotle Mexican Grill, and they were headquartered in Denver. And when he took on the job, they moved the headquarters from Denver to Newport, California, where he resides. And as you said, I have met him. I've met him several times. Been a shareholder in Chipotle for many years. And he's very
Brian
impressive.
Nickel.
Yeah, Brian Nickel. He's very impressive. And, you know, not only is he getting to work from home, if you will, rather than going into the head office in Seattle, he's also potentially getting a very nice package if he manages to turn the fortunes of Starbucks around at $113 million if he hits the targets that have been set for him. I think he'll have his work cut out for him. I think his what he took over in Chipotle is very different to what he's taken over now in Starbucks. Chipotle at the time were going through a health food scandal in terms of they had outbreaks of E. coli. He turned it around, and he also managed to grow the business successfully in terms of new units and things like that. Starbucks, I think, is a very, very different story, and it's an international story. And probably the ability to grow units and things like that is very different. So I think he's going to earn, if he gets his money, he's certainly going to earn it. And given the fact that I think he's either the fourth or the fifth CEO in there in Starbucks in the last couple of years, just tells you that there's been a lot of turnover, and you know, still obviously have a very significant shareholder in the original founder, and he seems to be pulling the strings behind the scenes. So could be an interesting few years. So maybe he'll need the sun in California just to keep a sunny disposition.
Yes, indeed. Well, I think the $113 million dollar pay package will keep his disposition relatively sunny.
I think so.
Eurozone productivity, it didn't rise by as much as the ECB had expected, and that might complicate things.
It could well do, and this is, you know, without putting people to sleep, this is the joys of getting into the weeds in terms of economic data, et cetera. But obviously, the Eurozone needs productivity to improve. In order to do that, in order to bring down relative wage growth and things like that, and therefore ultimately inflation. But unfortunately, in the second quarter, we see that productivity actually fell, according to new data published by the ECB. And that also follows a decrease of nearly 0.5% in the first 3 months of the year. Now, the problem ultimately is that the ECB's view is that productivity is going to rise by about 1% in 2025 and 2026. And that's faster than the average during the last two decades before the pandemic. So it's a pretty rosy view they've got. But unfortunately, if they don't get that, their ability to be able to cut rates is going to be significantly reduced. Because if you remember back at the last meeting, they did cut interest rates, but they also put up inflation projections for 2024 and 2025. So it's a very difficult line that they now have to run. That says, look, oh, well, we're going to cut interest rates, but we still see inflation going higher when they have a very clear stated inflation target out there. So if wage growth fails to slow sufficiently, they're not going to get comfortable with their ability to cut rates. And as it stands right now, markets are pricing in two more interest rate cuts before the end of the year, and an 80% chance of a third one. So somebody's going to be disappointed if things don't improve on this side.
Yep. That's certainly the case. And those of you spending checks before they're even written in terms of interest rate cuts might struggle. Aidan, thank you so much. Any plans for the weekend apart from going to Stiff Little Fingers or AC/DC?
No concerts for me this weekend. A nice quiet weekend needed.
Oh, yeah. He's off on the boat somewhere, I'd say. All right, Aidan, have a great weekend. That's Aidan Donnelly there from Davies.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.